Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm June Sims. This week on our program, we tell about a group home designed to help female veterans get a new start. We also learn about a museum that explores the history of medicine in the United States. And later, we hear from a Vietnamese immigrant who is helping improve lives with plastic surgery.
Ozora Casanova could never have imagined becoming homeless a year ago.
I was a full-time student. I had a part-time job. And I had my military job, and I was a wife.
Life changed for the United States National Guard member when she lost her job, separated from her husband, ran out of money, and was removed from her home. Luckily, she heard about Final Salute's transitional home for female veterans. Ms. Casanova moved into the large 6-bedroom house near Washington 6 months ago. She says she found more than just a shelter.
You get assistance with your resume. You could get like a life coach or a mentor. You get regular financial assistance, like say supply, household supply. Food supply.
That security made it possible for Ozora Casanova to again work toward her goals. She wants to find a job, go back to school, and be on her own. She says living with other women who have also experienced difficult times is valuable.
From their experiences, they'll say, okay. And it's like a mentor in a sense, so they help you make wiser decision as well. So they say, okay, I did that and I went through that. We learn from each other.
Final Salute permits veterans to live at the house for up to 2 years. Army National Guard Captain Jazz Booth founded the organization. She works with each of the women vets to develop an action plan for learning new skills and successfully moving on. Veteran Ashley Dyer dreams of becoming a writer and filmmaker. She says Captain Booth supports and pushes her.
She cares about me in a way that you would want your mom to, or you know, your dad to, and I don't have that family support. So she's there expecting me to succeed because she believes that I can succeed. So if I'm not trying to accomplish things or I'm not trying to, you know, reach for my goals, then, you know, she lets me know.
For a time, Captain Booth was one of the 13,000 homeless female veterans in America. That experience led her to start Final Salute, dedicated to female veterans' special needs.
Not all veterans need rehabilitation. Not all of them need, you know, strict, you know, restructuring programs. Some of them just need a place to stay. But most programs are not built for those that just need to get over a hump.
Over the last 2 years, the house she purchased for the program has been home to 9 women and 5 children. Jazz Booth wanted it to feel like home.
When I was looking for a property, I first thought of where would I like me and my children to live. I would love my children to live in a single family home in a beautiful neighborhood where they can go out and play in the grass and be safe, and their moms can have that weight lifted knowing that they're in a safe environment. They're not worried about food and clothing when they can truly just focus on themselves and how they need to progress.
Final Salute will open another transitional home this November 11th, Veterans Day. This third Final Salute home is in Alexandria, Virginia.
One of the oldest museums in the United States tells the history of medical technology, including equipment that was used to treat people long ago. The museum also has anatomical collections of bones and preserved human organs. The National Museum of Health and Medicine opened as the Army Medical Museum during the Civil War. Now it is celebrating its 150th anniversary with a new building for its large collection of rare and sometimes frightening objects.
The remains of conjoined twins are not what you would find in a traditional museum. However, they can be seen at the National Museum of Health and Medicine near Washington. Its aim is to increase the understanding of medicine, past, present, and future. Visitors can see surgical equipment and microscopes used to discover new diseases from the 1860s. Jim Curley is the museum's historical collection specialist. He organizes all the artifacts.
What I find so significant is any given thing, they each have a very unique and interesting story. And that's one of the great opportunities that I have in my job to be able to explore.
The museum is especially popular with school children and healthcare workers. They get a close look at the human body, like a leg swollen with elephantiasis, an infectious disease found mostly in warm climates. The museum has 25 million objects, including preserved organs and the remains of more than 5,000 creatures. Tim Clark is the museum's deputy director.
So the skeleton is of one of our first animal astronauts, Abel. As a rhesus monkey, she flew into space for a very brief period of time in 1959.
The museum also has objects that have been used for medical research by the United States military. The collection includes the bullet that killed President Abraham Lincoln in 1865. Tim Clark says he tells visitors how the military has aided progress in medicine.
It became the lessons learned from the battlefield that taught the next generation of physicians and surgeons at the time as science of medicine was evolving rapidly.
The museum also has an area specializing in brain injuries.
What we have here is a contra coup injury.
Andrea Shearcoke is the museum's public programs manager.
This is something that we wanted to highlight through actual brain specimens that show these injuries so that people can visually understand what goes on with the brain and how it is changed and why we have these resulting behavior and function problems.
Michael Kozer and his family came to see the museum.
The pathology that I'm seeing here is really interesting as far as learning about the human anatomy and some of the issues that can occur from certain injuries.
With the opening of the new building, museum officials say they can continue expanding their collection and educate younger generations.
Plastic surgery is often seen as a medical treat, open only to the rich and famous. And it is true that many celebrities get elective surgeries and other treatments to try to improve the way they look. But plastic and reconstructive surgery can also help people who have been damaged by birth defects, accidents, or disease. Plastic surgery sometimes even saves lives. Plastic surgeon Tway Den is a hero to his patients at the Methodist Hospital of Houston, Texas. Barbara Martinez sought Dr. Den's help after she had an operation to repair a hernia. The surgery left a painful and dangerous hole in her abdomen.
He could see the pain, you know, I could see the compassion in his face, and he said, I can help you.
She says the doctor also does not ever seem to seek praise.
I try to tell him thank you, and he says, I'm just doing my job. But his heart is in it, not just a scalpel in his hand.
Dr. Din says plastic and reconstructive surgery often requires creative solutions to life-threatening conditions.
Plastic surgery not only improves the quality of life of the patient, but sometimes can save the patient's life.
A recent case involved a problem created by surgery at another hospital. A patient's spinal cord was left uncovered when infected tissue was removed. Dr. Din fixed the problem by making small changes to a surgery method he had used on past patients. But those cases were of life-threatening openings on the upper front part of their bodies.
We have procedure to bring a muscle flap to cover the exposed heart and reconstruct the chest wall, for example, reconstruct the sternum, and that keep the heart covered.
Thuy Den was born in Vietnam and moved to the United States with his family in 1975. But he has returned to his birth country many times with his brother and sister, who are also doctors. They like to help people there.
Yeah, I just have a emotional attachment, and so my brother and I and my sister to go back to Vietnam, and we try to go back practically every year.
Among those Dr. Din is helping in Vietnam is 7-year-old Tien Nhan. His case is well known in the country. The boy was severely hurt in an attack by wild animals when he was a baby. Dr. Din is making needed repairs to Tien Nhan's body. But he says improving the boy's appearance helps him psychologically.
Dr. Din says progress in the use of stem cells and other techniques may permit him to do even more for such patients.
Hopefully in the near future, we can create something that is completely new from the lab and transfer and create. This is an exciting time to be a plastic surgeon.